As always, on a Monday, we're delighted to have our Chief Steward, Mark Van Gestel, join us. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, well, Sean, yourself?
Good, thank you. We had racing on the weekend. The first, the Schweppes Plate, 1,100. Tracking a little awkward to begin. Much else to report with him?
Oh, look, no, he went on to win the race, but he was certainly held up in the early part of the straight, caused a little bit of mind interference to All Too Ready in the run. And we just spoke to James Doyle in respect to shifting off and crowding other runners. But look, other than that race, Herrera was probably a disappointing performance in the first, Sean. It pulled up with nothing amiss post-race, but other than having sort of a poor recovery, but Robbie Lang's indicated it's now going to go to the paddock.
All right. Now, the second event, Fanning had a skin irritation, had to be pulled out.
It did, yeah. Just when it arrived on course, it had a dose of hives that was identified when it arrived, so it would have been bitten by something or whatever, but it came out at 11 o'clock. I spoke to Tom Berry in respect to Montreal. It raced disappointingly in the event. Started $2.70 favourite, but Tom Berry just said whilst it travelled significantly well in the early stages, he just said over the concluding stages his action changed, and then as a consequence he didn't really fully test it. Post-race it was found to be laying behind. We did interview the stable relative to the horse. They indicated that there'd been nothing amiss with the horse leading into the race, and in fact it pleased them, but in light of the lameness and the way the horse raced, it's now gone to the paddock, Sean.
It's an interesting one, too, with the hives with Fanning. You normally associate that with kids who eat too much sugar, don't you? But obviously got irritated somehow.
Yeah, look, it can happen, Sean. And it was an irritation that was quite noticeable. And you know, particularly it becomes difficult to put a saddle on a horse in those circumstances.
Now, the Tab Highway Handicap, was there much there?
Look, probably Kenner Up was somewhat disappointing. Tom Berry said it was a little stirred up before the race and had a bit of good country form leading into the race. But once again, Gratz Valley indicated to us that it was going to the paddock. A couple other horses out of the run that had some issues. Oakville Time, it led up and gave ground in the straight. Terry Evans said it's going to the paddock as well to be spelled. And Deny All Charges, it was found to be mildly distressed and having a poor recovery post-race. And that horse will require a veterinary clearance before it comes back to the races.
Now, the fourth Imposing Lass was a late scratching, but not a lot else to report?
Yeah, no, look, it came out on veterinary advice just before midday, and it was lame on the off foreleg, and a clearance would be required for it, but that race was quite uneventful.
Right, a little bit more out of race five.
Yeah, look, we spoke to Bretton Abdallah in respect to Reincarnate. Particularly, the horse got back a fair way in the run. He said his instructions were to be outside lead, but on jumping, it got a bit of a squeeze and consequently settled further back than he wanted to be. He was in an awkward spot mid-race. He was following Realised Potential, and that horse was racing in advance of him. Had to be steadied off heels and caused a bit of interference to Reincarnate. He was in the back of Abenaco. That runner commenced to not improve and start to stop making the home turn. So he was obliged to get back to that runner's inside, and then, you know, having regard to the way the race was run, he wasn't too disappointed with the performance of the horse. It you know, finished the race off reasonably well in the circumstances, but certainly his intention was to be, you know, up outside the lead, but just the way the race was run really didn't suit Reincarnate. Abenaco was disappointing. Glenn Schofield said he was caught wide without cover, but near about the 800 metres, he said he felt his mount being galloped on it. From that point, it didn't stretch out. Post-race, it did have a number of lacerations to the offside hock, so we just require a veterinary clearance before it goes around again. And Shalmaneser, post-race, it was found to be making an abnormal respiratory noise, and once again, it will also require a clearance read with an endoscopic examination before it comes back to the races.
The Starlight Stakes was race six, and it was a good run, wasn't it?
Very good run, Sean. Tried to get in the early stages, but near the 1,000 metres, Whiskey All Round sort of held its spot, and that, as a consequence, it really raced three wide without cover. Now, having regard to that and the fact of stepping up significantly in grade, yeah, it certainly was a good effort in the circumstances. Huss and Eagle, the visitor from Victoria, was very disappointing. Michael, the apprentice rider, said he couldn't really explain why the horse didn't finish off, other than to say maybe it wasn't suited by being down on the inside. Did have some mild thumps being found post-race when the vets looked at it, but Paddy Payne, the trainer, said that the horse has displayed that in the past. So we'll just follow up with the stable in respect to its progress. He indicated it was going to return back to his Melbourne base before assessing whether it goes north.
The ATC Cup, and a few you've got to mention here, Mark.
Well, the Lady Lafay, whilst it got beat about three lengths behind Malice, it had struck a bit of interference in the early part of the straight. It was certainly held up early, then improved between Dances of Heroes and Iggy Pop, but then was crowded for room, and in the circumstances, I thought its run had some merits. Dances of Heroes suffered some significant interference just near the 200 metres, and as a consequence, it struck the heels of the bull, which was giving ground at the time, and also received a bit of crowding from the outside and struck heels blunder quite badly. And as a consequence, it wasn't ridden to the finish of the race, but certainly did strike some significant interference. We did speak to Tom Berry just in respect to closing bell. Probably looking at the race, it looks like a disappointing run, but Tom Berry just said in his view it'd be a better horse racing up on the speed, being able to even dictate terms. And he felt the horse is just somewhat one pace. It did strike the backwash of some interference, two Dances of Heroes just near the 200 metre mark. And Tommy Berry just indicated to us that in the circumstances, the run wasn't as bad as what it maybe booked on paper in regard to those different things it struck in the run.
Right, the eighth event, Religious Fire was a late scratching, being lame in the near four.
Yeah, we had a spate of the late scratching, Sean, but it came out at 9:45. Had some lameness in its near foreleg, so it'll just require a clearance before it goes back to the races. Probably the only horse worth mentioning there was Marinostro. It was caught wide without cover throughout the run, and that was really the only explanation that Ty Anglin could offer for the disappointing performance. And stable indicated it pleasing leading into the run, but look, the circumstances will follow with the stable in respect to Marinostro going forward. And on first blush, it didn't seem to be too many reasons other than the fact that it was caught wide without cover for the majority of the event.
All right, and the final event, the ninth, looked pretty quiet.
Yeah, look, it was pretty quiet for us, Sean. Probably more than fabulous. I didn't think it was a bad run in the circumstances. It was taken back early. It blundered, linking up the course proper, and I thought its effort to finish the race off as it did was pretty good in the circumstances. Mm-hmm. The only other horse to worth mentioning was probably Colin Lill. It jumped quite awkward, and for some distance in the early stages had to be checked off heels when, particularly Corden's Power, which was in advance of it, continued to come back. And I didn't think that in the circumstances his run was too bad either. Probably had some things go against it.
And how's James Doyle settled into Australian conditions and rules?
Yeah, look, we spoke to him, as I said, after the first on trekking. Probably just had a tendency to let his horses shift a little bit. But look, he looks nice and polished on them. And, he rode that horse quite aggressively to obtain clear running in the early part of the straight on trekking. So, yeah, look, he's settling in. He's keen to adapt to the Australian way of racing. So he was keen to ask questions and to inform himself in respect to the rules. So that's always pleasing from a steward's point of view.
Terrific. Mark, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Okay, good, Sean.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward, joining us there.